today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamu Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. So welcome, and we're going to speak about the concept of it's never too late.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave. Now my only goal, oh, I love you so, I love you so.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 28th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and listen to chapter Al-Asr. And then we speak about its important point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح.
When the victory of Allah has come and the conquest, and you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in multitudes, then exalt him with praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of him. Indeed, he is ever accepting of repentance.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the old scholars said that he had learned the meaning of this verse from an ice seller who had been calling again and again, "Have pity on him whose capital is melting." He said to himself that it was the meaning of "Surely man is in loss." إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Time passes and one's lifetime ends, but he does not obtain any reward. Then he, in the case, is in loss.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
As I told you, we're gonna speak about the concept of It's never too late. How often in our lives do we use the phrase, it's too late? It's too late to forgive. It's too late to repent. It's too late to make things better again. It's too late to apologize. And the list continues. Is it really too late, though? Perhaps not. The only time that this infamous phrase is legitimate is after our last breath, after death has overtaken us. It's not too late to apologize to someone. It's not too late to ask Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give me for all the sins I have committed, for every act of ungratefulness and for every disobedience to Him. It's not too late to forgive others who might have wronged us. Maybe we are still breathing because we have been given a chance to realize that it's not too late for anything. The fact that we are still here is a sign strong enough to make us realize that we can still undo our mistakes, still forgive the unforgiven, still ask for forgiveness from our Lord, and still mend the hearts we broke.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about a concept of a famous proverb that it is said that it is never too late to do something. I want to connect this concept to some religious beliefs, which looks very beautiful. So it's good for us to know five things before it is too late to know those five things. Islam teaches to take advantage of our many things in our lives before it is too late. There is a saying or narration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, telling us to take the benefits of five things before it is too late. The first is youth before old age, and second is health before sickness, and third is wealth before poverty, and fourth is free time before preoccupation, and the fifth one is life before death. One of the things that most people take for granted is their youth. When people are young, they are full of energy and are capable of doing so many things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But often we see that this energy is wasted in one way or another. When people lose their youth, they inevitably find it harder to do those deeds and acts of worship that they have found somewhat easier to do at a younger age. With old age, people find it harder to keep fard or obligatory fast. They may not be able to perform wudu even properly, that is, ablution in Islamic sense, or to pray properly, and they may not have the energy to recite the Holy Quran very often.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This part of today's special looks at tips to boost your iman. And one of the tips, it's okay to feel like you're not doing enough. As long as it doesn't discourage you from striving even more. For the believer, it's a completely healthy thing to think that we could be doing more, that we haven't done enough. Even competing with others in good deeds is something that is part of our deen, as long as we nurture those feelings and act upon them in a positive way. Make sure to push away negative feelings and replace them with positive ones. One of the negative ones is jealousy. Feeling like others are doing better than you and it frustrates you. Say MashaAllah, and let them be your source of inspiration and motivation. The other negative feeling is disappointment, yeah? Feeling disappointed in yourself? Ask for Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for Allah's forgiveness and help so that you can find ways to do more. The other negative feeling is lack of motivation, feeling like it's already too late because you haven't started right. It's never too late, alhamdulillah. Your life. Often when we want to start a new page in our life, we tie such a wish to some favorable circumstances in the unknown future, a turnabout in our career, or a special later event. This postponement is accompanied by the belief that power will come to us at that time to invigorate us after a period of reawaken hope after despair. But this is merely an illusion. Renewal of life springs, above all, from within the self. When life is faced with purpose and insight, there is the little danger of succumbing to one's surrounding circumstances, no matter how bitter they may be. Rather than being swept along by their currents, one would benefit from them, retaining one's real self in the face of them, just as flower seeds buried under heaps of earth cleave their way up to the light where they release their refreshing fragrance. We are able to fulfill much without waiting for external help.
One of the greatest sins in the Islamic tradition is for a human being to reach a point whereby they believe that Allah Azza wa Jal will not forgive them for their sins. One of the kaba'ir, one of the cardinal sins in the Holy Quran and in hadith literature is for someone to descend into despair. Our religion, my dear brothers and sisters, is a religion of optimism. You're supposed to be optimistic about your circumstances, and you're also supposed to have an optimistic perception of your Lord. And this is precisely why when Imam Zainul Abideen, salawatullahi alayhi, when he was sitting with Hassan al-Basri, who was not Shia, he was seen as a spiritual icon. He's revered by many Muslims around the world. Hassan al-Basri is sitting in the company of Imam Zain al-Abidin, and he says to him, Yabna Rasulillah, Ajibtu liman naja kayfa naja. He says, oh, grandson of the Prophet, I am astonished at the one who achieves salvation. How does he achieve salvation? There's shaitan, there are so many traps, there are so many ways to deviate. It's so easy to slip. It is incredible to me that someone can reach Jannah. Imam Zainul Abideen, he says, Amma ana. He says, do you want to know what I think? Ajibtu liman halak كيف هلك مع سعة رحمة الله. Imam, he says, Hassan Basri, do you know what amazes me? How a human being can take himself to Jahannam despite the fact that Allah is the most merciful.
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is up, but we spoke about it's never too late. So think about it until the another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.